Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I've been talking to you every Friday morning for 11 years now. 560-some pieces, covering just about everything. The following tale is a retelling of A View from Here, dating from December of 2010. It is as true today as it ever was, which is to say that the people and the place described are still very much alive, albeit only in my heart. Just down the road from here and to the left, you'll come upon a tree with a smallish house in it. Very large indeed for a tree house, but smallish for a house. The tree bears it well. The whole scene is as tidy as can be. A smallish house at the end of a twisty ladder with a shingle out front that says, "Welcome, and thanks for making the effort." The cats and kinders have lived in the house for many, many years now. They came to the Driftless from the Netherlands and brought the treehouse with them. They dismantled it on their side of the Atlantic, put it on board a steamer, and set sail for New York. From there, on a flatbed to the forests of western Pennsylvania, where they intended to set up housing next to their cousins, who were also named the Katzenkinders. As luck would have it, the forest they were destined for had long since become a suburb of Pittsburgh, replete with strip malls, fast food eateries, and all those commuters. Now, this was not at all what the couple had in mind, so they set about the task of finding another forest wherein to install their home. They read about the Driftless in an issue of Mother Jones and knew immediately that our fair land was the place for them. What could be finer for the Katzenkinders than to live in the Kickapoo? Anything with so many prominent K's in it had to be good. So they did it. They repackaged the cottage and drove west, made a right turn on Highway 14, and they found paradise. They settled on a 9 3/4-acre parcel of land near Lafarge that had an enormous oak situated exactly in the middle of the property. Now, this was no ordinary oak, for its massive trunk separated horizontally into three main branches and then headed upward. Imagine a tree in the shape of a red wine glass, except, of course, much, much larger. So with remarkably little trouble, the Katzenkinders hoisted their home into the center of that noble tree and set it down just where the massive limbs divided, about 15 feet above the forest floor. It was perfect. They had a sturdy base, an inspiring view, and the remaining 70 feet of that lovely oak stretched high above them. Shelter, shade, and serenity. A finer home there could never be, not anywhere. It's easy to find the Katzenkinders. You go to the end of the road on the east side of the Kickapoo Reserve and look for a gate. There's no fence, but there is a gate, standing just as proud as you please, and on that gate hangs a sign that says, "Come in, we have the soup on." That's when you'll notice the aroma surrounding your senses, filling the air, an invitation through your nose. What good sense it makes to cook a pot of soup for everyone. What a good life this leads to. What a fine thing to do. I've talked to so many folks who have had soup in the cottage, and each is more enthralled than the other. They say they have never tasted finer anywhere. And each of them will tell you without a doubt that it is the best mushroom soup imaginable. Except for those who describe it as potato soup, or those who know it to be chicken soup, or the woman last week who spoke rapturously of the vegetable barley she had just enjoyed in that house in those woods. Indeed, the Katzenkinders are so skillful in the art that each new diner tastes their soup in a different way. I used to think it was magic, but now I know it's not. It's simply what to be expected wherever love is served, warm and unfettered, every day. I invite you to go to the gate and into the woods and climb the twisted ladder up to the smallish house in the giant oak and say hello to the Katzenkinders. Just so you know, they like a piece of crusty bread with their soup, so bring some with you. Enjoy your soup, and remember, there's no need to ask for the recipe. You already have it in your heart.